Good day, everyone. My name is Sifu Cicero. I'm from the Online School of Qi Energy Training. Today, we're going to do a seminar on Is Radical Change the Answer? And Sifu Jones is going to give a discussion on radical change. Well, good day, Sifu Jones.
How's it going? Yeah, today is radical change the answer. Often I'm asked questions that people will call me up and say, well, I really want to change my life, the direction it's going in. I want to get in better shape. I want to turn it around so that I feel like I'm getting more energy out of myself and out of this body. And a lot of times they want to do it as quick as possible. They want that radical change. But really, usually when you do radical change at all, it usually ends up bad, and bad things have a tendency to happen. The washout rate for radical type of changes, like when you see commercials on TV where they have infomercials like this 30 or 60 or 90 day program that'll get you in this like super shape if you only do exactly what they say in these videos, you do these exercises, and in this amount of time it will radical change you. And a lot of people go try that out, and the washout rate is pretty high, because what you find out is you have to be in pretty good shape before you even start that kind of a program to begin with. And so even though we get this want or this will inside ourselves to say, okay, I want radical change and I want it now, it really tends to be not the thing that is going to cause a radical change in your body or in your behavior patterns. We know that a typical habit that you've gotten into usually takes at least 21 days of a change in you in order to change it into a different type of a habit or in a different way. And often you can teach yourself like new exercises in that short amount of time or doing things in different ways in that short amount of time. But when we go to radical change where you literally want to see a whole different side of yourself come out, a lot of times that isn't going to happen as quickly as we often want it to do. You can do these basic changes in 21 days, but it really does take often much longer to do a radical type change where you are that significantly different than you used to be. And in the School of Qi Energy, what we're doing is helping people with radical change. Only the radical change that we're going to take you through is over this 3 to 4 year period. And what we found that when you use moderation to do radical change in your body and in your mind thoughts, it's so much easier to get through. And haven't you found that out yourself when you do radical change or you want radical change in yourself?
You know, I think myself, like many others, will try these radical changes because maybe there's a new method that is a radical change. And we've found throughout our lifetime that there's no magic bullet. The magic bullet is through moderation. And with building energy in a moderation way, I was able to make some significant changes during my first year of Qi Energy training alone. I noticed that my hormone level was a little bit more balanced. And even when it got off, I was training my body to learn deeper states of relaxation. Because in our Qi Energy training program, I learned that meditation and relaxation, well, it's different. Deeply relaxing is not the same as the public meditations that we learn where we're trying to force ourselves to quiet our minds. When we're building up energy, we need to deeply relax. And that started changing things in moderation. It wasn't a forced situation. It wasn't a trying. It was just being and accepting what was the output at that time as I was building up higher levels of energy that was going to amplify and change the metabolism of my own body. I didn't even realize my metabolism was changing. I just saw the output of myself doing more things during the day, and I was still relaxed towards the evening, enough where I wasn't stressed and forced myself to try to go to sleep or passing out. It was a nice, gentle way to go to sleep.
And yet, this is something that you learned over time and a whole number of years before you really could do even a meditation in the right way. We all want to meditate, and we all want to just quiet our mind or be able to blanket. And when we try it, none of that stuff works. It's hard to even lay down in a lying down meditation for most people 5 minutes without you starting to twist or jerk or random thoughts come in and all this stuff starts bothering you, just trying to get 5 minutes of relaxation out of your body. And so you saw that it was kind of this long process even to learn how to meditate in the right way so that you're getting the best out of your meditations. And I think most people get in when they first start looking at chi and they talk about chi cultivation. They want to build this energy up in their body and get all this energy so that throughout the day they're not tired in the normal way. And you hear about all these fantastic things about energy methods out there that will do all these great things for you. And so when we start checking them out, we want to see, okay, is this true or not? And is this going to lead to what they're saying? And a lot of times when I would go through a particular energy method, I would end up doing all the things they tell me to do, and I would feel somewhat of an energy pickup at first, but it always ended up that I reached a plateau somewhere along the line, that energy method stopped, and there wasn't anything more. And so if you keep doing those type of things, just like in weightlifting or in a lot of different types of sport, if you do the same thing over and over and over and over, you reach these plateaus where you get what you're doing down really well, but you don't necessarily are making any more gains than what you reached at that particular level. And that's why we call it a plateau, that it's just kind of this flattening out and you're no longer going up or getting better in any particular way. And a lot of times these methods would take you to that point and then you just get frustrated and you think, well, how do I get around these kind of things? How do I get around problems like that? How can I get a radical change now from this? And we've set up our school so that you don't reach these plateaus and get stuck in them for long periods of time. We know where those particular plateaus, since we've been doing this for so long, we know where these particular plateaus will hit you along the way. And we start making changes in the routines right along your training because we know that you will get locked into a particular area. You'll start doing it for a length of time, and then after that length of time, you've got it down, but you're not getting any better. And then we switch in a change, and you start getting better again. And so we take you through this process that literally is a 3 to 4 year process, but all along the way, you're getting these changes that keep you out of those plateaus that you, like a normal system would run you in. Or if you're not really making these changes, you won't see the significance of it. And a lot of times, even with exercises, you'll find is if you're trying to get in really good shape, that if you're doing the same weight training things and you're not changing it up, you're only going to get so big, and you're not going to get any bigger than that. Or you'll create these other ways where you'll get endurance or you'll get the cuts in your body that you want to a particular part, but when you want to continue to get it better than that, it's really hard-pressed because there's nothing more to build with. And it's through this constant change in the school of bringing in new exercises, making these changes in the exercises that we've given you at the right type and at the right time that really radically do help you change over time. And to get a radical change over time, like we're talking about in this moderation way, you just have the best side effects when you go through it. You don't put your body unnecessarily through too much of a hardship. And a lot of times when you're talking about energy methods, some of them are a lot harder on you than other ones. And this one, we go in right in the beginning teaching you how to really build up electricity or chi in the first way. And that's the big thing that we found out, the chi energy are basically biophotons, and biophotons are a form of light that have an electrical magnetic component to it. And so it makes it act exactly like electricity acts. And since we know now that chi energy and electricity act alike, you have to really treat them that same way, like they are the same. And so if you're going to build up electricity in your body, you want it to be feeling good. And since electricity tends to be on the hot side when it comes out, because if you would check your light socket and you'd plug something in, or if you'd put a fork in that same light socket, you'd see how hot it would suddenly get as a flame comes out of it. And you'd see that electricity tends to be on that hot side. Well, we know from science that we can change the way electricity works. You can change the attributes to electricity. And so we use this tri concept in our school where we make the energy feel good, and then we also cool down this energy, because these are things that you can actually do with electricity that most people never know. And so it's not added into the majority of any type of energy methods out there. They don't bring up about temperature control or the need for it. And yet we know now from studying science and how it really works when you build up energy in your body, how it's going to affect your immune system, how it's going to affect the different glands of your body, have a lot to do whether you make this a cool thing or if it's going to be hot. If you put too much of hot energy through your body, you overload it so quickly, and those overloads lead to all sorts of bad side effects. And we know this from going through so many bad side effects and learning to get around them by changing the way things work. And we knew by using this good feeling and cool concept that we went through so many less bad side effects than trying just to build this up in a typical normal fashion that an energy method would tell you to do. And the exercises that we use in our school are really powerful exercises that we have honed down over the years, and they really do the job. So they will literally build up the size of your nerve fibers. And of course, the biggest thing that happens whenever you build up the size of your nerve fibers is you're feeling emotions so much more than you normally would. And I think a lot of people are kind of shocked that would be some of the ramifications of building or chi cultivation.
Well, my emotions did amp up when I first started to do what we call the nerve fiber building exercise. It's such an easy exercise, but if you don't take the time to make it feel good and put in that air conditioning temperature through the energy as you guide it, you won't be able to, on the backside, feel the reverb from that attribute that you've been putting through the electricity. And once you get that kind of working a little bit more and more each time you train yourself in this easy step-by-step way, you know, I was able to feel all the way down to my toes, all the way back up through my legs, through my stomach. And since I could feel those areas so well because my nerve fibers had built up, I was able to relax parts. That's truly how I got into more meditative state. Just building the energy in that fashion, I was able to deeply relax more. And then they start to learn about what it is to form actual energy. And that took a bit for myself to understand what formed energy was versus this liquid form. And as I started learning that, more things started happening insofar as a moderate but radical change that I never knew was possible with building up chi energy.
Well, most people don't equate chi to electricity. The ones that do kind of understand that it is this energy type of form that you can build up, they go at it in the wrong ways. They don't really do this good feeling or cool thing. Certainly, I didn't at all. I mean, when I first started learning about inner power, it was through the martial arts, and we did it in a much more hard style way. We used hard breaths. We used hard sounds. We put together as much energy, emotional content as we can muster, and then we would throw strikes and do it all in this linear fashion. And boy, did it just give me the worst type of side effects. Now, I would do it that way, and then I would end up getting in arguments and fights with people because I always had this bad type of attitude or this bad kind of feeling from the energy when I would do it that way. And if you think about it, it really does make sense that if you're constantly putting destructive energy through your own body, it isn't going to be long before you start hurting your body or you start getting these bad feeling side effects. And what I found out, most of the time when you feel bad, you have a tendency to treat other people bad. And just the opposite is true. When you feel good, you have a tendency to treat other people in this good way. And so why not build up energy that would literally feel good? I didn't do it out of ignorance because I really didn't know how energy would affect your different systems of your body back then. And that was the prevalent thought, was you would get more power this way. And I learned to break wood and bricks and that kind of stuff that way. But it really was kind of ruining my life because of all the fights and arguments. And most of the time, I just wasn't happy. And when I went over and I learned how energy really did work, that it did affect all these different types of systems in you in this adverse way when you put too much pressure or too much energy through your different glands or the different parts of your body, what happens is you have a tendency to overload them. And so what we do in the school is we teach a person how to build them up in a safe way over time, so that you can handle more and more energy going through your body as you build it up over time. And you get such pleasant side effects going and doing it that way, comparatively thinking that I can just build this energy up real quick. I can cultivate energy in this major way, and suddenly I'm going to have all this Superman power. Well, we found out pretty early on that this is not a Superman thing. You cannot do chi energy building up in a Superman way, or it just really does come out in these bad feeling ways. And if you build it up in this moderation way, where you're actually taking the time to make your energy feel good and cool as you build it up, your body accepts it so much better that way. You can build up so much more energy because it is pleasant feeling to the body, and you don't go through the normal bad side effects that a typical energy method would take you through. And most of the time, it's that roller coaster ride type of effect that you'll go through doing different energy methods out there, is because you're pushing all this energy through your body at once. It goes through your glands, and as you push through glands with energy, out come all these hormones into your bloodstream. And the hormones that go into your bloodstream is really what makes you feel one way or the other. Well, in our school, we start showing you how to kick out the right type of hormones so that you're not only making yourself feel good, but you can make the people around you feel good simply through the manipulation of your own hormonal flow. And that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yes, Sifu Jones, you taught me that I am actually learning, and now I do teach the students the rules of electricity. Who knew it was electricity and the actual biophotons that were collecting and compressing and layering into this healing form as we build up the capacity of the nerve fibers? Like I said, you taught me you can only do that a little bit each day. The body accepts a little bit each day, and it does build up in moderation, but in a radical way. And I found that this healing energy, there's no way to heal anybody else unless I'm healed myself. If I'm not feeling in a good feeling and air conditioning kind of temperature way, how can I heal anybody else? I need to totally feel like that in order to transfer that energy towards someone else simultaneously. It's a wonderful thing in that it comes out in all kinds of different skills throughout the day. You know, our students and myself enjoy whether we're doing writing skills, technical skills, people skills, sales, whatever we're doing normally during the day. Being a chi energy student, a chi energy instructor, we just get to enjoy the fruits of our labor.
Well, and the other cool thing is we take them through a step-by-step way that it's really easy to pick up on if you just take your time with it and you listen to the MP3s, you look at the videos, and you just duplicate what we're showing them on the videos. And, of course, there's always this Q&A and the natural feedback of emails. If they write us an email, we answer them very promptly. Or they can get us on the phone, and if there's anything that's going on right there, we can help them right out. It's really easy to do this when you do it the right way, and sometimes it's the hardest thing. I certainly really had the roughest time learning it in the typical ways that it's taught out there, and the way we're teaching people in the school, easy to pick up, easy to do, and you do see regular improvement. And that's the coolest thing about going through a school like ours. But radical change is possible for the typical person who wants radical change. And we have found when you want radical change, to do it in a moderation way, where you're taking your time and you actually get the changes to work out and stay in place, and so that it isn't a radical change for a moment and then you just go back to bad habits. What we do in the school is take you through radical changes over this long period of time of 3 to 4 years, and at that end of 3 or 4 years, you know you went through a radical change because you can actually do the things that we're talking about in the school. And that's a lot of times, a lot of people think, well, you know, this is what they're trying to teach, but is it something that you can really learn? And our answer is yes. The typical student that comes through our school really does learn the things that we're teaching. And if you're looking for radical change, give us a try. And that's what I wanted to go over today. Thanks a lot.